India's Kumbh Mela, the biggest event of its kind in India involving millions of pilgrims, began today in the northern city of Allahabad. Carol Andrade reports.
Watched by massed groups of pilgrims lining the roads, 13 Naga Sadhu sects walked to the confluence of the Ganga, the Jamuna, and the mythical Saraswati River, there to have an imperial bath. It was and will be for the next 2 months while the Kumbh Mela is on, a curious blend of austerity and opulence. The sadhus are usually naked or covered in ash, sometimes wearing a loincloth, but they are led and accompanied by chariots richly decorated, prancing horses and even elephants marching to the sound of ornate bands. This is easily the biggest gathering of Hindus at one time and takes place once every 12 years. Hindus believe that a dip in the holy river at this time cleanses them from their sins and releases them from the karmic cycle of death and rebirth. It is also a mind-boggling exercise in logistics and peacekeeping. When it is all over in mid-March, 100 million pilgrims will have taken a dip in Mother Ganga. On special auspicious dates, including February 10th and February 15th, there will be 30 million and 19 million devotees respectively in the city at one time. The authorities have pressed the maximum number of security into service due to heightened fear of terrorist acts at particularly crowded venues. Bathers have been walking long distances to reach the banks of the river, where bathing is carried out at designated spots within strict time frames. This year, no less a personality than the Dalai Lama is expected to attend, as is Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, guru of the internationally known Art of Living program. But as always, it is the common devotee who will be the star. Carol Andrade for Vatican Radio.